Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My head's going to explode with this giant thing. And the more I think about it, the more you realize how complex the situation is. And it is amazing to me that not only is the fact that the Giants won Sunday a story in New York, but that's a story nationwide.
Yeah.
On all the talking shows. And I'm left with this. What are they supposed to do? It's like, it's enough already with this conversation.
Yeah, I saw McAfee's rant. I saw a couple people's rants and really pissed off at the Giants for winning a game. You know, it's tough when you're asking guys to go out there. And, like, first of all, I've always said you can't pretend play football.
Right? No, you get killed.
You get hurt out there.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when my brother came to me in college, it was like, hey, man, it's just not in me no more. I think I want to step away.
Mm-hmm.
And my first reaction was like, nah, we can do this together. Like, obviously, you want to have that dream to play with your brother. But then as I walked back to my dorm, I said, that's probably the best thing for him. Because I remember, especially in my college years, how much it takes just to be on the field
And
be considered a guy that like the team can depend on. You can't be halfway with that. So the fact that those guys was willing to go out there Sunday, give it all they had, win, compete. Like I mentioned yesterday, his team haven't scored 40 points since 2019. Even Daboll, if you listen to his comments at the end of the game, I know he played it. He was like, this is what happens when a quarterback does his job.
Yeah, 100%.
We can put up points and we can look like an efficient offense. Like, those are all things, little nuggets you can hang on to. And, you know, guys don't care about draft status. I know it's hard for people to believe, but they really don't. So I credit the Giants for winning. And they still have an opportunity to get a quarterback.
100%.
It's not out the window. So I think yesterday was overblown.
And you were right. Yesterday was the day where they asked him a couple of times about the draft status and where they're going to pick and, you know, losing the opportunity at the number one pick with the win. And he answered it exactly the way you thought he would.
Yep.
But, you know, I think one of the smartest things that I heard yesterday, and I will credit the man himself, and I know he's a big Giant fan, but I do think it was one of the smartest things I heard, and that was from, I can't even believe I'm going to get, Sean Morash.
Morash.
Yeah, and it's something I actually didn't think of until I heard him say it, and I think it makes a lot of sense, quite frankly, and that is, if you were going to make a coaching change, and if you were going to, well, I'll leave it there with the coaching change for now. If you were going to make a coaching change, you would have done it and you would not have let them coach this game to try to win. You would have done something with an interim head coach and you would have asked people to not play Malik Nabers. I mean, Malik Nabers was banged up. There was a chance he wasn't going to play.
Right.
So you could have very well sat him, made sure he didn't play to have any impact on the game. And listen, if you win with your, I don't want to call them backups, but your next level guys, all right, there's nothing you can do about it. And so that, I thought his take was, he could be wrong, but I thought it made sense that these are my guys going forward, and we're going to play this out, and whatever happens, happens, and we'll deal with the draft when we get to the draft.
Right, and I also think that is a great point, because you look at the Jets, right? They knew they were getting a new head coach, and so they kind of jumped ship early. I think in reference to Brian Daboll, like I've said, knowing guys on that team, they like Brian Daboll. They play for Brian Daboll. Obviously, he hasn't had the success that they thought they should have had this year under him. But overall, he's a coach that a lot of people still look to for direction. I think that's important. And the fact that those guys are willing, because think about it. There's so many guys, if you look across the aisle in reference to the New York Jets, I mean, your star player, Sauce Gardner, is telling you that there's guys that's already tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's not really coming out of the Giants locker room. What they're saying is, hey, we understand it's a tough season. There's been a lot of reasons for that, but we're ready to move on and move forward. I mean, they asked DJ Reed, our star corner, who I love, by the way, at the end of the game against the Buffalo Bills, pretty much like, hey, man, you know, you're about to go into, you know, what does it look like for your future with the New York Jets? He goes, I'm ready to hit free agency.
That's a rough comment.
That's a rough comment from a guy who is loved throughout the building, well-respected throughout the league, and he's like, listen, I'm done with this show. I don't care it's pretty much wherever I go, I'm ready to just entertain that. I just don't want to be in this building. That's not coming out of the Giants locker room.
Haven't heard it.
Haven't heard it. Mm-mm. So I think that speaks volumes in itself.
The one thing that I saw online that made me take a double take, and I put it on the sheet for you.
Okay.
I saw my guy at ML Football, who posts a lot of good football content. He replayed from Hard Knocks this summer, Joe Shane in his office, and he's got his two kids are on the couches. And I guess he asks the question, who should we draft, who should we pick?
Right.
And his son goes, Jaden Daniels. And, you know, Shane smiles, and all of a sudden his son goes, quote, you only get this job once. You need to do what you have to do to win.
Mm.
Like, that's a future GM right there. But it's really amazing how things played itself out, that they wound up, and again, the Saquon Barkley conversation is for another time. It is what it is. He's in Philly. He's doing great things. They wound up paying the quarterback, didn't work out. You part ways with Barkley. Now, they've gotten good production out of Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary, although Singletary's fumble in Washington was a big one. But they've gotten production out of the running back position, not Barkley, but still pretty good. They go that route, stick with the quarterback, and then the guy. And I know they did want him, and they were trying to make moves to move up and trade up, and I understand that. But it is amazing, and it's revisionist history, though. When you see that clip, it's like, damn. And then you see what Jaden Daniels has done this year.
Yeah, but system matters, right?
Oh, it does, for sure.
Positioning matters. Having a new head coach and Dan Quinn, a lot of that matters to the success of why Jaden Daniels is who he is right now, on top of him being elite quarterback.
Sure.
I don't know if I guess I'm trying to say nobody knew Jaden Daniels was going to be that guy.
Of course not.
So I think it's easy to look at that clip and be like, oh man, we blew it.
Sure.
But if you ask a lot of people in the draft, everybody's like, well, we'll see. You know,
well, but you can say that with every quarterback and every kid that's drafted.
But that's how I feel about Shadur. That's how I feel about Cam. So I don't blame Joe for that. I do blame him for not trying to hold on to Saquon, but like you said, that's another question.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different conversation because, you know, like, he was here. He's had really good seasons here. But if the team's not good, and, you know, you can go back to Brian Daboll's comments after the game, as you pointed out just a couple of minutes ago. He commented about the quarterback play five different times.
Yeah.
And I'll bring it back to, I've said this a couple of times. I don't know that I've said it to you. You know, I did the Buccaneers and 49ers for Compass Media Networks, and the Giants were playing that game in London that morning.
Okay.
So I was doing the game with Brian Baldinger, who everybody loves.
Baldinger's awesome.
Watching Baldinger on the field with the current players, who the respect they have for him is unbelievable. I forget who it was. One guy came up to him. We were on the field before the game, and all he's like, when you doing the breakdown of me? Like, they're really into it. It's pretty cool.
It was crazy. The breakdowns aren't elaborate, right? It's just him.
He was the first one to do it, though, I think.
Is that what it is?
I think he's the first one that started doing
that.
It's
just Baldy with a pen pointing at the screen, breaking down what he's seeing in front of him.
But it's pretty cool. And I go back to
that.
Yeah,
I love Baldy. He's always, every time I've ever seen him, he's always been love and respect.
Great guy.
Yeah.
So I go back to that day. They had the Giants, Jaguars, I think it was, in London on the big screen. And he's told this to BT and Sal, too. Watching Daniel Jones, there were plays to be made. And he's sitting there, like, frustrated, like, throw the ball. And then you would see the replay, three guys open. And so you bring it back to, does it mean Jaden Daniels would have been the same here? I'm not saying he is. I don't know that he wouldn't have been. He might have been even better. I don't know. But when you have a quarterback that's got talent that is gun-shy for whatever reason, as Daniel Jones was, it changes the complexion of the offense. And so, who knows? Maybe what we saw Sunday with decent quarterback play is what they are capable of doing. I don't know. It's one game. It's hard. You don't want to overestimate or overblow it. But, boy, what you saw Sunday was kind of what I think they thought they were going to do.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, in reference to gunshot, we watched Jalen Hurts go through that this year, right? Like, part of the reason A.J. Brown kind of flipped his lid was because he felt like he was open. And if you go back and look at the tape, you know, prior to him having that kind of breakout game against the Steelers, there's footage of Jalen Hurts just not simply throwing the ball, right? And pretty much relying on the run game to kind of get him out the building with W's. However, that was the biggest problem with the Giants. They didn't have anything to offset the lack of production from Daniel Jones. If they had a significant run game, if they had little pieces where they can depend on, this team is a different outlook. Because I did, like I said yesterday, I did think their front seven was sneaky good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Didn't get a lot of credit. Overall, you know, I think Daboll is eventually going to get his guy. I don't know who that looks like. But I am interested to see once they get a quarterback that's efficient enough that can do the job. I think the Giants are going to be damn good. I think they're going to be competitive in that division.
And one thing that gets lost here, too, is everyone is, oh, they're picking them. They might pick fourth. By the way, they might pick seventh or eighth, because I wouldn't be stunned if they beat an Eagles team this week. I have no idea. It's Tuesday morning. Is Tanner McKee starting this game? Is Kenny Pickett starting this game? Is Jalen Hurts going to get reps? So God knows what type of Eagles team is even going to come in to this game on Sunday. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Giants win Sunday as well. It's possible. So who knows where they pick? That having been said, just because they're picking fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, wherever it is, doesn't mean you don't have opportunities to still move up. I mean, you could trade and move up if you really want the guy.
Well, if they beat the Eagles, they're possibly they can move up, right? If they lose to the Eagles.
For sure. But I'm saying the possibility is they win Sunday and they end up falling even further back.
Gotcha. I understand.
But yes, they could, if they lose, depending upon what the other teams do, they could slide up to 3-2. I can't imagine they would all win. But you never know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee won on Sunday. They're playing Houston, I believe. And I don't know who Houston's playing. So, yes.
I tell you who's not going to win, the Browns.
I would agree. They look like they have checked
out. They're so over their
season. I heard Tiki talking about how
it was bad.
Yes. I did not watch the game, but I
don't know if you ever pay attention to body language on ball players, but you could tell half of that team was like they were booking their sandals vacation.
They
were over.
Understood. See, that's an interesting team though, because you wonder if they kept that pick at number 3. And obviously this is a conversation we can get into later or tomorrow as well. If they kept their pick at 3, if that's where they remained. They restructured Deshaun Watson's contract. Is he the quarterback going for?
No.
Or do you draft? You say that, but
yeah, you go
he's still owed a boatload of money.
Yeah, but his shoulder's shot. It hasn't worked out.
So you do think they will draft a quarterback?
100%. I don't think they go anywhere else, because I think they have enough on defense. They have some significant injuries they got to figure out for the future. However, I think at the quarterback position, they got to go find a guy. DTR simply isn't it. He's had multiple opportunities. Deshaun Watson, I mean, you talk about the shoulder this year.
Sure.
I mean, he looks like a shell of himself at this point. And I like Deshaun Watson coming out of Houston. I thought he was like, man, this kid's got a bright future. However, ever since he's been a part of the Browns, it just simply hasn't worked out.
No, it has not worked out at all. So there's other opportunities for that. That's all I'm trying to say is that the Giants don't have to be where they're at. They always could find ways to move. Now, you have to give up something to get it, obviously, but it's not like that possibility is completely shot. And it comes back to what you said, I think it was yesterday or maybe it was last week. It also depends on how much the Giants like these two players.